Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
It's Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk here with you on a Thursday morning. Thanks for joining us at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. We appreciate you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. Thank all of you who have hit us up today with your Spotify Wrapped. I always enjoy seeing how many minutes you guys are listening to. I can't access our Spotify for Creators. Last year I was able to find there were a couple people who listened to all but like 2 minutes of what we broadcast for the whole year. I need to figure out a way in there.
That's listening to every commercial.
They are all the way in. To the end. They are locked in. We appreciate each and every one of you, no matter how many minutes you listened. 100%. Thanks for making us part of your day. I want to give a shout out to our sponsors, Strange Brew Coffeehouse and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse here in Starkville or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. It'd be a little weird, Robbie, if Brupolo was in Meehan.
That would be a little weird.
Wherever you are in our great state, you can enjoy Strange Brew Coffee each and every morning. It's just a click away at strangebrewcoffeehouse.com.
I'll probably be over at Strange Brew. We're recording this on signing day. It's 2 p.m.
Yeah.
About 4:30, mm-hmm. I'll probably be.
You got to recharge.
Oh,
gotcha.
My gosh. Yeah. Albino squirrel time.
There you go. The Mississippi Beef Council wants to remind you that beef, it is what's for Christmas. We are closer and closer to Christmas, the greatest holiday. And one of the things that makes it great is the Christmas dinner, and the star of that show should be a gigantic prime rib. Whether you want to roast it in the oven or you want to cook it on your big green egg like I'm going to do, that I got from Bell's Building Supply, it's all right there for you with beef. Beef is the star of the show on Christmas Day. Beef, it's what's for Christmas, thanks to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com is the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you are looking for. In the coming days, I'm going to be tweeting out some links to some of my favorite stuff over at College Corner. So, you know, I am an old man, but I like to think I'm hip.
How do you do, fellow kids?
Yeah, I can get jiggy with it. I'll be sending some stuff out. Hopefully you guys will like it. I'll get – spoiler – interlocking will be on those items. So check it out, collegecornerstore.com, and their two locations, Jackson, originally by Fleet Feet, and Flowood by the Half Shell. Priority One Bank, 16 locations here to serve you throughout Central Mississippi. Let PriorityOneBank.com be your guide and show you not only how they're going to help you invest and manage your money, but how they're going to help you prepare for the future. Now more than ever, when you have questions about your money, you need answers. You got to talk to the good people at Priority One Bank, a bank that's going to know your name, not just your account number. That's the difference you get at Priority One Bank. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. For the first time in a long time, let's hit it.
Creighton, 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 Creighton. Creighton, 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 Creighton,
It had been too long.
Way too long.
Way too long. Welcome back to the Creighton Song. Signing day 2025. Robbie, we've been doing this a long time, especially you on the recruiting end of things. Don't recall one this smooth. Literally nothing bad happened today to Mississippi State. The only surprises were all of the good kind. State were able to add three players on signing day. And, of course, the big news came on on Monday. We haven't had a chance to talk about it, that Braylon Womack, one of the top defensive players, not just in the state of Mississippi, but in the country, a composite five-star player, had flipped his commitment from Auburn to Mississippi State. He signed on the dotted line around 10:30 this morning. I mean, it couldn't have gone much smoother for the Bulldogs.
No, it was incredibly smooth. And I was talking with Paul after the press conference, and we were just talking about, you know, anytime you finish signing day, you kind of talk about the class as a whole and what happened, things like that. And this was one of those times where State was kind of the aggressor. Like they were not playing defense the whole time. Now, Ole Miss came after a lot of Mississippi State's commitments. I know they probably won't tell you that because they don't lose anybody, but they absolutely came after several of Mississippi State's commitments. And other schools came after Mississippi State's commitments. State had to fight off Auburn for Braylon Womack. But for the most part, State was the one doing the aggressive push.
And Lebby talked about that in his press conference.
He did. And it wasn't a great signing class.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't it's not going to be a top 15. It's not going to be a top. Not going to be a top 20 class. Yeah. Not the greatest signing class Mississippi State's ever signed.
But where it was 2 weeks ago.
Days.
Yeah, it's a huge step up.
Monday morning, yeah, when we were talking about the signing class, we wouldn't have talked about it in the same way.
Yeah.
We would not have thought that this signing class would be a top 35 signing class. And that speaks to Mississippi State saying, you know what, let's go out there and shoot our shot with some players and see what happens. And, you know, you got Braylon Womack is the headliner of this class. You were missing that. And normally Mississippi State does have at least a guy that you could point to and say that's a blue chip player, that's a top 100, maybe even top 50 player. The class might not express it, but there is a player in the class that has that label on them, and that's what Braylon Womack was. He's a top 40 player across the board, one of the best safeties in the country, mm-hmm, arguably top two everywhere.
Yeah.
And that is a kid that, you know, a year ago, 6 months ago.
3 weeks ago.
We never thought that he was even looking at either of the teams in state.
Mm-hmm.
And that was concerning that you didn't have a player in state like that that you were in the game for.
Mm-hmm.
But Jeff Lebby, behind the scenes, has been pushing Braylon Womack. He has a great relationship with this family. And you got to give him credit and everybody involved for pulling that off, because that changes the reflection of this class. It looks completely different with Braylon Womack in it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I think it's important when it comes to high school recruiting to spend a little bit on those players, because let's not kid ourselves. He's going to have a nice NIL deal at Mississippi State.
No doubt.
I mean, he didn't come to Mississippi State just for the love of Starkville.
He loves the cheese.
Yeah, I mean, I think he does love Mississippi State. I think he does love Jeff Lebby, but it takes some enticing to get a player like that to come to a team that's won 7 games in 2 years. Let's mm-hmm. not kid ourselves.
Correct.
But that's what Mississippi State has to have to get off the mat here. That they've got to have investment in players like this. It's a perception thing.
Agreed.
And perception,
and we've been saying that.
Perception is not always reality. Like, I disagree with that statement, but I think in this case it is. So
that's one of the tenets of our show, is that perception is reality. You're saying you disagree with it.
Perception is reality. In
I'm
many
just
cases.
Telling you how you're being perceived.
I mean, it is in many cases.
You're right. So that was, you know, that news. He committed on Monday. It was just about, you know, does he follow through? I thought it would have been really weird for a kid to decommit and flip on Monday and then flip back on Wednesday. You don't see that very often.
There was some smoke around that, but I was talking to sources for the last 2 days mm-hmm. that were extremely confident
yeah.
that it was done. There was nothing to worry about. The Auburn side of it was not very confident.
Right.
You know, there were some that said they heard that they were trying to get back in the game, but there was never a time where all their media and all that was tweeting out the GIFs, was feeling very confident.
Right.
You know, one of our guys at On3, and I really respect the work that they do over there at the Auburn site. They do a fantastic job, but he had picked him to flip back to Auburn, but he came out and said, I'm literally doing this because I already picked Texas A&M. And he's not going to Texas A&M, so I'm just going to pick Auburn just mm-hmm. in case.
Because he could not pick Mississippi State because he was already committed.
Paul and I have done that before, too. Yeah. So I don't blame him at all for that.
Yeah.
But there was never any, like, super confidence with Auburn on getting him back. And I'm told that he never really wavered with Mississippi State after his commitment. They were happy with it. State had expressed, like, hey, we're hearing these things behind the scenes. Are you going to pull one on us? And they're like, no, we're good.
Okay.
So
there you go. All right, the other
tip to him, man.
Another big addition was a decommit who recommitted. Micah Nickerson was in the class early, decommits, flips to Missouri, and then on signing day, back to Mississippi State. On3 is higher, and Rivals, I should say, is higher on him than any other recruiting service. They have him as the number 93 player in the country, the number 13 player at the edge position, defensive end, whatever you want. This is a guy that, you know, I've talked for, I feel like I've been saying it since Montez Sweat walked out the door, that State needs a guy who can get after the quarterback. That's what this player projects to be. That's a good win for Mississippi State to get him back in the fold.
This was an actual war getting Micah Nickerson on board.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a little bit of everybody. It was mostly, you know, down the stretch, it was obviously Missouri who he's committed to, but Ole Miss made it extremely interesting. And they were in the mix. Of course, he went and visited Ole Miss, I think, last week, week before, maybe.
He's recent, yes.
Yeah, so that was a battle. That was an absolute battle. And one of those, like, in-state battles that you got to win, and Mississippi State did. And I think the big thing was winning over mom. I think that was huge to get. She was always kind of on board with Mississippi State, but it was really tough on him.
It's tough to say no to mom.
I think he liked Missouri a lot. I think he liked Ole Miss a little bit too. It was really tough on him, but Mississippi State ultimately wins it. And that's a pass rusher that you just haven't had. You haven't had a guy with that kind of ability. We were ahead of the game on him at on three, mm-hmm. ranking him a 4-star. And I think that he has a chance to be really special as a speed rusher on the edge. And those are players that you have to have. This is a team that the last 2 years have just not had players get after the quarterback. And now you got one. So that's a great start. I don't know. You know, anytime you pick up a 4-star, the expectations within the fan base is this guy's going to help right away. But that's not always the case. It takes time to develop sometimes. You might be a 4-star or 5-star because of your potential, but that doesn't mean that you're ready to be an SEC player.
That's going to be something that I have to, you know, maybe work on, because I see Braylon Womack and I see, you know, composite 5-star, all these high ranks. I expect him to contribute next year.
Oh, I think Womack has a better chance of contributing than Nickerson.
I agree with that, yeah.
I think Nickerson needs to get in the weight room. Uh-huh. But there's probably, I mean, I look back at Charles Cross, perfect example, one of the greatest examples of he just ain't ready yet,
mm-hmm.
and it was all kind of projection. He did exactly what he was supposed to do. This is when you're ranking players in this evaluation process, I'll tell you how it works. Charles Power, those guys that do this, they rank players based on their potential.
Right.
It's not where they are right now. It's right. It's based on the longevity, what you see from a player 6-7 years down the road. And Charles Cross, you saw Charles Power, guys like that, they saw first-round NFL draft pick.
Yes.
But he weighed 265 pounds.
Right.
So he was not ready to take on the SEC.
And as you said, that Nickerson, 6'5", 215, not ready. Not ready.
Put on weight.
But Braylon Womack, 6'6½".
I think Braylon
that can play. He's ready.
I think Braylon can play, and he's going to be an early enrollee.
I don't know if I told you about this. I talked to Michael Borky a number of times about Braylon Womack because, you know, he was the play-by-play guy for Hartfield. Says if it was up to him, he'd play receiver. He said he could be an elite receiver.
He's a 1,000-yard receiver.
He thinks he's a better receiver than safety prospect.
He reminds me, and he's a better player, but he reminds me a little bit of Jerrion Jones.
Okay.
Jerrion Jones, when he was coming out of high school, I really thought that he could be a wide receiver.
Mm-hmm.
He ended up going to, I mean, he's playing in the NFL as a defensive back,
yeah.
But that's the kind of playmaker that he is. Coincidentally, they both grew up beside each other, pretty much.
Yeah,
Jerrion Jones with the Northwest Rankin, and just right down the street is where
literally down the road on Lake.
I think he's a more talented Jerrion Jones, but it's that kind of player. And Jeff Lebby kind of spoke on that at the press conference about his ability to make plays in the back end. You can put him on man-on-man coverage. You could put him. He can come up and run support, and he'll put his head down and hit you. But if you look at what he does on the offensive side of the ball, that translates on defense.
Mm-hmm.
A safety that can track the ball like that on offense, make plays on one-on-one coverage in offense,
mm-hmm.
and he can also do that on the defensive side of the ball when the ball is in the air. That's where I think he is going to be the best in college, is when the ball is in the air. That's a guy that can track it down and can make a play.
The way Lebby described him was offensive skill set with defensive mentality.
Yeah.
That'll play.
That's how I always describe Stonka Burnside. Mm-hmm. This hasn't really hit with him.
Yeah.
But that it's the same thing,
right.
Same kind of thing. He's a little more physical, I think, than Braylon, but they're both similar in that regard. But this is a tremendous get. I would be surprised if he didn't play right away.
Womack.
I think he has the ability. Yeah.
Especially in the safety position next year.
Yeah.
You got
this wide open.
It's wide open. Two new faces also on signing day. I don't think either one of them were flips. They were both uncommitted players who committed to Mississippi State. Now, these guys may have been committed in the past, but they were not on signing day. Let's start with the receiver, Kemian Henderson out of Carthage, Texas, 6'4".
Junior Henderson Jr.
Are you serious?
Yes. Junior Henderson.
Beacons, let Bunky know we got Junior Henderson Jr. on our team now.
It's even on his graphic.
Is it really? All right, I'll find it. I'll find it. I'll send it to him.
Junior Henderson Jr.
6'4". I mean, one of those things, you know, you can't teach. You know me, Robbie, I'm at the point now where I'm looking at offers. But that's what I want to see. Who has offered you?
Mm-hmm.
And when I see TCU, Arkansas, Kansas State, Kentucky, Houston, okay. Okay, that's enough teams that made me think this kid can play. So he adds to the class, three-star kid out of Carthage, Texas. And then another big one, this is a really high three-star, but his offer sheet is very impressive. Tico Crittenden out of the state of Georgia, big defensive tackle, 6'3 and a half, 285 pounds. Another guy that has, talk about a spot where you need help. I don't know what he can do, but offers from Florida State, Georgia Tech, Georgia, Auburn, Florida, South Carolina, Texas. Now, look, do I think that he could have committed to Texas today? Probably not. Braylon Womack could have committed to Ohio State today. That's anybody who gives you the, well, he's overrated, he plays academy ball with Braylon Womack, is talking out of their ease. That's not a true statement. But this is a kid that was committed.
Academy ball has changed over the years.
It's changed so much. This is a kid who was committed to Florida State until recently and then made the decommitted from them and now committed to Mississippi State. Just a really solid addition.
And it comes down to really to Georgia Tech and State. But even that, Georgia Tech is a completely different team and a program the last 3 years than how we viewed them previously. Their evaluations are strong. Their recruiting has gotten better. That's a team that's competing inside the ACC. That's a good team. That's a good team that you beat out for this kid. And I always say about the offers is, you know, not everybody's going to be able to commit on signing day to everybody that's on the list. But at the same time, at some point, the coaches at those schools felt like that player was good enough to come to their school.
Yes.
So there's at least something there that you should be able to
I agree
be
with
excited
that.
About.
Yes. Yeah. If you see a Texas offer, yeah, maybe on signing day they couldn't. But at some point, Texas was like, this kid's good.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't have a problem with that. I mean, Mississippi State has made its bones through the years, and you've talked about this many times, picking up the kids who just not quite good enough for Alabama and Auburn, not quite good enough for LSU, and developing those kids and turning them into a good player. I don't know in the transfer portal era if you can still – if kids will stick around to be developed, but that is a good strategy for Mississippi State. I think when you look at this class, I wish they could have done a little bit better in the state of Mississippi, get with some of these top guys. But to get Womack in, to get Nickerson in, they did well enough for me. So those are the new additions to this class. We'll talk. Let's talk now about the ones that are basically the day one guys. Let's do that. Let's move into that. That's brought to you by our friends over at Two Brothers Smoked Meats in the heart of the Cotton District, and the Older Brother. Two great places to go eat lunch and dinner. We love a trip to Two Brothers. Were you at Two Brothers yesterday? You had Two Brothers
yesterday?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, with our friend Robert St.
Robert
John.
Robert St. John was in town. Hart. Yeah, I had to miss out on that because I was down in Jackson. I had
the wings. I didn't. So
Wing Wednesday.
So when, I know. They went on Tuesday.
Yeah, you want to talk
about it. It was Taco Tuesday, and I was the other way around, but I was really wanting some wings. So what I usually do is I get the 12 wings.
Mm-hmm.
I split them up. Mm-hmm. I want six traditional barbecue wings, the dry barbecue rub.
Yeah.
And then I want six buffalo wet.
I'm in.
And so what I do is I eat the six.
Mm-hmm.
And then later that night, that's my midnight snack.
Yeah, I could never.
And it's tough, but I'm one of those people that's
Yeah,
I think about what's coming down the road.
I hear you.
This is my supper.
I got
snack.
You.
I got to have a snacky.
Well, Robbie love wingy.
Tommy love wingy.
There you go. Two Brothers Smoked Meats and the Older Brother. Great products, great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. They've been doing it for 50 years. That dang phalange. Look at that thing. Good. If you need technology for your business, give Advantage Business Systems a call. If you need a new copier or a new printer, new computers, new laptops, whatever it is, you'll get the product that you need. But more importantly, you have the guarantee. After the sale, if you need them, they are there for you. And because they're in Mississippi, they can fix your products a lot of times the exact same day. 601-362-9192 or visit them online, absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. Maroon & Co. is the place to go. Are you looking for great Mississippi State gear this holiday season to put under the tree? The place to get it is at Maroon & Co. Please check out their incredible selection at their website, maroonandco.com, or in the store. In either place, you can use our promo code. Thunder15 takes 15% off regular price. It's the holidays. You want to spend a little extra money? Make sure you save a little extra money with Maroon & Co. and Thunder 15. Next time you're in Starkville, make sure you've got a trip to Maroon & Co. on the agenda. Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden. Guys, it's the holiday season. You're trying to do as much as you can, but you don't have all the time in the world. You can save some time by just going to Saltillo and walking in the front door of Scruggs, and buddy, you're going to knock out a chunk of your Christmas shopping right there. Doesn't matter what the person you're looking for likes to do, I'm going to promise you, you can find something for them at Scruggs. If you're, you know, you live in Mississippi, so we're talking about if you've got an outdoorsman, you got somebody who's keeping the yard straight, that's where the John Deere's come in. If you've got a gardener, if you've got a handyman, if you've got a grillman, it's all right there for you at Scruggs. It is a massive store. The people are super friendly. And if you happen to own a giraffe, they can help you feed that thing as well.
I don't know anybody else.
There ain't nobody else that's got, or if you own a wallaby, they've got wallaby feed as well. So regardless of what it is, Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden, they have what you want for less in Saltillo. If you're a Mississippi landowner, whether it's a couple hundred acres or a couple thousand acres, you need to know the name Good Hope Land and Timber. Whatever you're trying to do with your land, however you're trying to manage it, they will help you do it sustainably and profitably. But more also, if you're in the land, you know, if you're looking for land, you're looking to buy or sell land, Good Hope Land and Timber can handle that business for you as well. Years of experience, friendly people, and they're going to do what's right by you and your land. Locally trusted, landowner approved, Good Hope Land and Timber. When I look at this class in terms of the guys who've been here the whole time, the one that stands out to me, if you said, Brian, who's underrated, is J.J. Hill. Now, maybe that's just because that's the only guy I've really seen in this class. I watched them play a couple of times.
That's all you have to see.
I mean, literally, as I was – they played Starkville last year when he was a junior. He took a carry, and it got called back on a touchdown. It was like a 65, 70-yard touchdown. It got called back on a holding penalty. And I'm just looking at this kid. I was like, this kid could play for State now. As a junior, he could have played for State then. He's two-time 7A Mr. Football. He led his team to a state title last year. Probably going to do it again on Friday. No offense to the good fine people in Gulfport. Why is this kid rated so low? Is it just because he committed early? What is it?
The reasoning,
he talked about it too.
Yeah, I asked him about it. The reasoning I've always been told is the speed. But, I mean, the guy's built like a tree trunk. I don't know if you've ever
if you folks have ever seen
this guy. I watched him play baseball last year. And he's obviously a better football player than he is baseball. But when he stepped to the plate, I'm like, is that Bo Jackson down there? His legs were literal tree trunks.
Huge.
That's what I'm looking at in a running back. He's got a low center of gravity. He's strong as an ox. And he can break away if he needs to. This offense doesn't have to have a bunch of home run hitters.
Mm-hmm.
If this guy can move the pile, that's perfectly fine. There's going to be different style running backs. I think that we're going to look back, and I've been saying this since this kid was a sophomore. I've been on the J.J. Hill train before he committed to Mississippi State. And I think we're going to look back and say, what the heck were evaluators thinking when looking at this guy? Because right now he is currently 30th in the state of Mississippi.
In the state?
And it's...
There's no way.
There's no way.
There's no way.
Okay, and I got into an argument yesterday about this, but like I'm not that guy that's like everybody in this class is underrated for Mississippi State.
Right.
But how can you possibly convince me the highest he's ranked is on our Rivals industry ranking, which is basically like the 247 composite. It compiles Rivals, 247, and ESPN. He's 26th inside the state of Mississippi.
Mm-hmm.
And he's the number 57 running back, which I don't understand. But on Rivals, he's 30th in the state. And I've seen a lot of these players live. I cover high school football every single Friday night. I don't miss a Friday. And I've seen a lot of these players live.
Yes, you have.
I've seen Demaryius Yates live. I think Demaryius Yates is a good player. I've seen him twice this year. He's 8th in the state of Mississippi. J.J. Hill is 30th. I don't know. I guess you could argue those two, but is there a 22 person difference between those two? I can't see it. And I was looking at one of the rankings. There's a kid committed to Memphis that's ahead of him. Like, what? I don't understand it.
Something's not right there.
Something's off. Something's off.
It's almost like there's like a computer error. There's a decimal
Well, I
misplaced or
tell you what it
something.
is, and I don't think it's just like everybody's underrated. I'm not of that opinion, and I don't think that rankings are garbage or they don't mean anything. I definitely believe that rankings have a correlation to play on the field. You're not going to hit on everybody. But what happened here, I believe, is he got a rating back his sophomore, junior year, and nobody ever came back and reevaluated him. And it happens all the time. And I know how the process works. If you're one of those people that say, well, no, the rankings are rankings, I know how the process works. These players, a lot of times, they get ranked and no one ever comes back because here's what it really boils down to. There are thousands of recruits nationwide. How can you possibly evaluate every single one of them precisely? You can't. What I think you can do is the five stars normally hit. The 32 five stars that we have, or however many is, I think it's 32, they usually hit. At the very least, they are productive players in college football. They might not go to the NFL, but at the very least, those are productive players. I think a lot of the four stars hit. But then you have this middling group here, the three stars, the
Where thousands of players sit.
85 to 89.
This is where
And those players either they don't do anything or they're significantly better than everybody thought.
And this is why you have the whole more 3 stars get drafted because there's more
There's
three
more
stars.
of them.
It's not, if you look at the percentage, it's not.
Well, here's what I'll say about J.J. Hill. His recruitment was quiet the last 6 months because he was just tired of it. But here's the offer sheet. Ole Miss, Tennessee, A&M, Florida, South Carolina, Auburn,
The conflict,
Oklahoma,
basically.
Missouri, Arkansas, Kentucky, Indiana, Wisconsin.
What can you
This
say?
guy ain't getting offered by just Memphis.
Right.
I mean, there's something to it. And a lot of these schools were still recruiting him back in the summer, and he was going on visits. He was going on official visits. He was still getting recruited by Ole Miss on Tuesday. This kid's legit. And at the end of the day, he and his family, they love Mississippi State. He was tired of the process and he shut it down and he was quiet.
Yeah.
But this is a ball player, man.
I
He
agree.
played quarterback for 6 games, I think, with
Right.
Braylon Williams out.
Williams. Yeah.
He played basically Wildcat quarterback
Yeah.
and carried that team. They only had one loss during that stretch. They lost to West Point. He kept that team afloat. I mean, they have talent everywhere, but JJ was playing quarterback and kept that offense rolling.
So you've
The
got.
two-time Mr. Football in
That's all you need to
this
say.
classification, he is not 87.
I agree. State's highest rated guy coming into the week was the tight end out of Grenada, Zayn Cotton. This is another guy that, if we talk about, could possibly contribute because you look at the physicality, right? 6'4", 220 pounds coming out of high school. Played a lot of receiver, probably translates more as a tight end, but that could be a guy that you design some red zone stuff for. He could play, he could be a guy we see on the field next season.
This is the best tight end that they have signed since they've been here for sure. There's no doubt about it. Has the physicality to be a blocker out there, but I think the playmaking ability at that size is what's really going to make him a difference maker in this offense. I think that he has a chance to be an NFL guy before it's all said and done. And the tight end is very important in this offense. It's an extension of those wide receivers. And they make a lot of catches, a lot of yards in this offense. We've seen it, you know, everywhere that it's been. And there has been an actual there's been production from, say, Detroit, but it could be more.
Yeah.
I think that Cotton has a chance to be really good.
Seeing what Sato Traore was able to do in the Egg Bowl with Kamario Taylor makes me think the tight end position is going to see a lot of work next year.
You haven't seen what the tight end position can do just yet.
You have if you watched Ole Miss.
Yeah.
But not Mississippi State.
And, you know, Ole Miss has had guys that have been productive that were like walk-on type. I mean, the tight end should be more productive in this offense than what we've seen.
Correct.
But this kid was... people might not remember, unless you were on our site, when people were freaking out. Alabama was coming after him in the middle of the season. Mm-hmm. Ole Miss was recruiting him extremely hard. Mm-hmm. He was getting hit up by some playoff teams this year. So this is going to be, I think, a big pickup.
How excited are you for in the next couple of years to break out the exciting whites picture for Camden Capehart and Cooper Crosby?
Oh, there's a lot of exciting
whites. These.
Yeah, there's a lot of exciting whites.
Exciting whites.
Yeah.
It's crazy. The two fastest guys. Couple white guys don't see it too often.
Yeah, and then Jeff Lebby with the he's going to be great for our locker room. Yeah, but does the things
lunch pail guy. Let's go. He's gritty.
Yeah, but I honestly love both of those guys. Yeah, I was
a little just committing last night.
So. Yes. So with Capehart, he was getting recruited by I think A&M and Florida State. He kind of shut things down, but that's one of the fastest receivers in high school football this year. Mm-hmm. He's a track star in the state of Texas. This could be another Brennan Thompson type for Mississippi State. Like that could be a guy that is a burner that you just get down the field and throw it up and let him go make a play. I mean, this isn't Creed Whittemore.
Right.
It's a white wide receiver, but I don't want him to be attached to Austin Williams and Creed Whittemore. He's a different.
And the same thing is true of Cooper Crosby. I was in a group text. I said, oh, another Mike Alston. I was like, nope, not like that.
No, he can run. He can run. He's a 4.3, 4.4 type runner. If you are in Starkville this weekend, come to the 7A game.
Two running backs are playing.
Those are going to be the two stars.
Yeah,
JJ Hill and Cooper Crosby are going to be playing for Tupelo and Gulfport, respectively. That's a really good two running back class for Mississippi State in high school. And both kind of bruising guys. They can run you over. But I think Cooper has some speed that is extremely deceptive when you look at him. You're not expecting it. Same thing for Capehart. Mm-hmm. So I like the additions of both those guys. It's a very – the wide receiver room has a chance to be really good. There's a lot of talent there, size, speed, a lot of raw ability of that group. They can be really good in time if they stick around. And, the running back room is kind of the same way. There's a lot of different guys in that room that I think is going to make – some plays for Mississippi State. The offensive line is a question mark right now because the linemen that they picked up, I mean, they got size, but just don't know yet. I don't think any of those guys help you next year.
Yeah, you can't project that.
Defensive line got better.
Yeah.
But I think they got better
linebackers
receiver.
In this class.
And I think it's pretty clear that they just like their group, and they're not trying – they're just trying to stick with that group. I think that's pretty much what that is. I didn't even really go after a lot of linebackers.
Yeah.
After J.J. Bush and T.J. White.
Mm-hmm.
But it was not a priority in this class.
Yeah.
I know they love that young core.
Mm-hmm.
Tyler Lockhart. Obviously Jalen Smith, they like Jalen Smith a lot. He didn't have a great year, but they like him a lot.
Zakari
year two.
Hillman back for another year.
Hillman.
Yeah.
You got...
Gillette's back too, isn't he?
Gillette's back.
Malik Sulla? He's not
kid
bad.
From, the kid from Velma Jackson.
Tyshawn Wilson.
Tyshawn Willis.
Willis, yeah.
There's some guys in that group that they're really excited about.
All right. Who's the guy in this class that you kind of under the radar that you're excited about?
Zion Crumpton.
Okay.
I said this on the board earlier. And Cotton's kind of that way too. I like Cotton a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I like J.J. Hill. Crumpton was playing quarterback at his high school this year. I have a friend that he coaches. He's actually coaching at Opelika. My guy, Jared Fleming, offensive line coach at Opelika. Great guy, great coach, one of my best friends. He played at Troy. And he's watched a lot of great players in that state because he coaches against the best of the best.
Mm-hmm.
And he told me all year, dude, this guy is legit. He is. I'm shocked he's not at Alabama or Auburn because he is all over the field. He was very difficult to scheme up. And I think he's extremely raw, but there is a lot to like about his game. I don't know if he'll be ready next year, but super athletic guy. I like Creation as well from Canton.
So they got big, you know,
big
K-Part is
physical
not
receivers and also speed.
Yeah, K-Part is the small guy, but you look at Creation at 6'3", Crumpton is 6'1", Cotton is 6'4". I mentioned Henderson is 6'4". They got big receivers there, so that's very interesting.
I think the evaluation on this group of receivers was the best job that Jeff Lebby and Chad Bumpus have done. They went out and got some high profile guys when they first got here, or when Lebby first got here, when they got JJ Harrell and
Stonka and
Craver and Stonka. Yeah. Like they got some high profile guys, like some 4-star.
All those guys are gone, by the way.
Yeah, they're all gone. These guys, I think it was just a great evaluation. None of them were like highly rated when they got them either.
Cotton jumped up after, but
and Junior Henderson, you know, that's another big receiver.
Yeah,
kind of a surprise to get him on signing day.
Yeah,
I like this young core of receivers. We'll see if they stick, if they stay with the team. But I like them.
Yeah, we'll try to talk some more recruiting on tomorrow's show. We'll also recap Mississippi State's game. We're going to let Future Brian take the night off. The science probably dictates that he's not going to have a great night. But Mississippi State, Georgia Tech.
Yeah, the science is not in Mississippi State's favor, but hey.
We'll see. We'll see what happens. We'll do all that on tomorrow's podcast to finish up the week. Talk to you guys tomorrow. For Robbie Falk, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.